ready to release it as an LP. The threat of a lawsuit forced Mr. Martin back into the studio with a razor blade, and he had to cut out every single K in there and make it Bridge on the River Y. Can you hear the splices? I hope not. Let's go to the movies. Up, they're just starting.
Don't press that plunger. You can't press that plunger.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
We present The Bridge Over the River Kwai, subsequently The Lawsuit Over the River Kwai, and finally Ministry of Hygiene Annual Report on the River Kwai.
You saw the film, you read the book. Now feel the suit as you heard it on the new wide stereophonic phonograph. Here it is as nature never intended.
By sitting on both sides of the room, you can hear the full range of Wilton carpets in wrinkled strength.
This is the story of brave men who volunteered to act these parts for money alone. It was 1962 in England, but still only 1943 in Japan. Such was the great difference in teeth between these two great religions. One day, roughly about midday, the island of Singapore fell under the auctioneer's mallet of the Japanese army.
Yes, it was most unexpected. We gave as good as we got. Bang, we went. Bang. But it was no good. They said it first.
That was Major Barbara. When things were getting tough, he rallied us round the white flag.
Rather than surrender, we gave ourselves up.
Yes. From Singapore, we marched 800 miles to a Japanese prisoner of war camp.
Yes, penetrating deep into enemy territory. Unarmed as well.
My name is Mr. Cody. When the war came, I changed it to Lieutenant Cody. It was cozier. I was serving under President Kennedy on board his yacht when we were sunk. I found some water, and I swam for it. Kennedy said he'd stick around till the papers got the whole story. I was picked up by a Jap patrol vessel and brought to the prison camp of Bitsukazi. I was there that morning when Major Barbara brought his men in.
Hey, Doc, look over here.
Hey, I wonder where they're from.
What's all this marching in step?
Oh, it's a tradition in the British Army. For instance, you know that the Brigade of Guards won't accept a man under 6 foot.
Oh, why not?
Not worth digging them up.
Company! Halt. Lieutenant English, you can halt as well, if you so desire.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Terribly kind of you to halt me privately.
Now, all listen. You all, my name, General Ichikuchi. Frank J. Ichikuchi. Commander of Prisoner of War Camp.
Ah.
You all here to work. All the prisoner in camp work. Tomorrow, you all prisoner work on Bill Railway Bridge over River Kwai.
When you say all prisoners work, I take it you don't mean the officers.
All work. All the prisoner work. Or go back to Walla.
Perhaps you are aware of the Geneva Convention book ruling on officers?
I have not read the book of Geneva Convention or seen a film. You all work.
I refuse.
Then you will be shot.
That's much more reasonable.
I count up to a one, then fire. 1 1/4, 1 1/2, 3 1/4... Fire!
Suddenly, General, I see it all your way.
No, sir, we'd rather die than work.
Yes, yes. Yes. General, if you shoot these officers, they'll hold it against you till the day they die. And remember, England's still capable of sending a gumboot.
Very, very well. But I assure you, how are we a change? Stop on the prisoners and under there.
Sixty-8,000 British officers were crammed into a small hut 2 foot high by 6 1/4 inches wide.
I can't stand it any longer.
No food, no water, no milk. I can't stand it.
Steady, Mr. English. We've only been in here 14 seconds.
I know, but there's a limit to what a man can stand.
Please, can I come in?
Only if we come out.
Ah, Major Balabala. I have changed my mind, socks and underwear. There is all a Japanese proverb. When a right knee of black wolf are wet to the rain of north wind, front a tooth of purple hull will chew left ear of green dragon. Then green eye of yellow fox will see a purple moon.
Good.
Ah, it mean English ala officers, not Warlock. Only privates are Warlock.
For the next 3 days, the officers did nothing.
But we did it jolly well, sir.
Yes.
We kept aloof and refused repeatedly to dance with Japanese privates.
It wasn't easy.
The main body of British troops were set to work on building a bridge over the Kwai, and I mean that most sincerely.
Every morning we were up at 5 o'clock. No matter what the time was, we was up at 5.
We worked through the day, but all our thoughts were elsewhere.
I wonder what the folks back home are doing.
We ain't doing anything, mate.
Mother. That night, General Ichikuchi asked Major Barbara to report to his billet, where he was to talk in the privacy of his own pants.
Is that you, Major Barbara?
I can't see. It's rather dark out here.
Ah, please to come in. Oh.
Thank you. I hope you don't mind. I've brought Captain Donaldson, the M.O., along, in case he gets ill.
Ah, I have asked you here for a good reason.
Well, I hope I can give you one.
Ah. I have just received a letter from Emperor Tojo. He says, bridge over river Kwai must be finished by April 1st.
April 1st? What's today?
April 14.
It's not going to be easy. The next April the 1st is a year on.
Oh. But if we were to go backwards, sir, that way it's only a fortnight away, you understand?
Oh, yes. Good fellow. About time. Yes, look. There's April the 1st behind that bush over there. Ah, hello. General, I think we might be able to accommodate you.
There's just one question, though, sir. How long is this river?
It is 6,000 miles.
And how wide?
Oh, it is 300 feet.
Then I suggest we build the bridge across it.
Oh!
On April 6th, the monsoons came.
They couldn't have come at a worse time. Bang, in the middle of the rainy season.
This is going to hold up work on the bridge.
Uh-huh, here comes the old man. I better slip out of this dress.
Eyes, front.
At ease, gentlemen. I understand you all wanted to see me.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir. The men want to know what your views are on escaping, sir.
Escaping? Where from?
Here, sir.
Escaping from here? Oh. Is it something I've said?
Well, one of the men has already planned to make a break, sir.
Is he mad?
He has a certificate, sir.
It means certain death.
It is a death certificate, sir.
I see. Who is this man?
Me, my good man.
Well, off you go, then.
Oh, all right, Father.
Wait a moment, wait one moment. I haven't seen you around this camp before.
I didn't know you cared.
Where were you captured?
I wasn't. I was sent there by the British Army.
What's your name?
Field Marshal Eccles.
Stop. Typing error.
How did you attain this rank, sir?
I was baptized Field Marshal Eccles.
I've changed my mind about escape, gentlemen. It's the duty of every British soldier called Field Marshal Eccles to escape. Good luck, and here's a pound. If you ever get to London, it might come in handy.
Hey, Eccles, are you awake?
Yeah, that's why I'm standing up. What's the time, Yankee buddy?
Let's have a look at your wristwatch. It's midnight.
Yeah, that's it, it's midnight.
Hey, look, I'm going to make the break with you.
Oh.
You go first and I'll follow.
When?
After the war.
Yeah, but that's it.
Look, just a moment. If either of you get to the stage where you know there's absolutely no hope,
yeah?
Take one of these little black capsules.
What are they, Doc?
Concentrated licorice. They give a man something.
Thanks, Doc. I'll always remember you for this.
Indeed you will. Well, good luck, chaps.
Run for your lives!
Both the American and the Field Marshal escaped, except the Field Marshal. He was recaptured, clubbed, thrown over a cliff in a manner to which he was accustomed, strangled, struck on the knee, and severely reprimanded with a mallet.
It didn't hurt.
My meaner time. Greenage, your meaner time. Work on over and under bridge. Gonna continue. Gonna inner you. Gonna mtike. Gonna mahone. Gonna continue.
Sergeant Quatter. You say the river bottom is sanded.
Right, sir. The river bottom is sandy, sir.
Good. Have you any knowledge of trees?
I was born in one, sir.
Good. You see those wooden ones across the river?
Personally, sir.
Think you could chop them down?
Not from here, sir.
Well, get Private Blix. He's a lumberjack.
I'm sorry, sir. He's bent down at 10B, sir. Got a broken arm, sir. Can't chop down trees with broken arms, sir.
Couldn't he try an axe?
Hello. Huh?
Field Marshal Eccles, how are you getting on as a sanitary orderly?
I want to speak to you about that. Since I've been doing that job, the men make me sleep outside in the snow.
Snow? No, in Burma?
No, Switzerland. That's where they make me go. Here, by the way, any news about that American fella?
Don't worry. I made it. I'm safe.
Where are you?
I'm now in Ceylon, recovering from the treatment I received in a British military hospital. At this very moment, I'm in a jeep on my way to report to a secret commando depot.
Can I see your permit, sir?
Sure.
There. This permit is for a dog, sir. Oh, well, it appears to be in order. You'll find Colonel Hawkins behind this knock. Come in.
Lieutenant Cody, reporting for duty, sir.
Oh, yes, come in, Lieutenant. Pull up a chair.
I'd rather stand, sir.
Well, stand in a chair, then. We respect American traditions. This is Brigadier Stutling Grove, MC, and Pin, who started his career as Sophia Loren.
Yes, it's been a long, hard climb, you know.
How do you do, sir?
I do, yes. Look, you are familiar with the prison camp at Bitsakaze, aren't you?
Well, sir, I wouldn't say familiar, sir. Just good friends.
Look, according to British intelligence and a man called Tom, the Japs are forcing Allied troops to build a bridge over the fire. We intend to destroy it. Boom, thang, blat, kapoor. That, or perhaps maybe biff, boom, fat crash. One of those two combinations should prove fatal.
But, sir, this sounds like an all-British affair. Why do you want me, an American, to go along?
Why? Well, it's going to be dangerous, and if anyone gets killed...
Yeah?
We want it to be you.
No, sir. As much as I appreciate this honor, sir, I can't go. I'm a married man, sir.
We can arrange a divorce.
Sir, I love her.
So do I. That's why I'm sending you.
Is there something between you and my wife?
Only the clothes we wear.
Give me a fortnight to think it over.
Right. 2 weeks later.
Okay. I'll go.
Good. You leave at dawn tonight. Good luck to you.
That night, I couldn't sleep. I took 4 straight bourbons and a small Methuselah of scotch. It was no good. At 3 in the morning, I was still wide-eyed. I took out a sleeping pill, woke it up, and swallowed it. It was hot, so I stripped and laid on the floor, at which moment the officer in charge of the club asked me to leave. Fancy that.
Major, tonight I ask you to have a dinner to discuss progress on bridge.
I never play cards, General. Having made my joke, I will say that work on the bridge is satisfactory. It's still standing, anyway. I say, these are delicious. What are they?
Chopper sticks.
Beautifully cooked.
Now, Major, it are 3 days to Palamis opening of bridge. You think it will be ready?
We shall do our best.
Do your best. Either that or best, you cannot do.
General, there is an old English proverb. I can't quite remember it at the moment.
Bridge must be ready. Have promised Impala. Must not lose a face.
I think you could well afford to lose that one.
You insult me. Please for Twali. Go. Keep for Japan. Yellow!
There will now be an interval. Ice creams are on sale on the other side of this record. Thank you.
In love story or legend, Marco Polo was the mightiest adventurer of them all. Marco Polo. He conquered the barbarian hordes of Asia. He brought the terrifying destruction of gunpowder to war. Marco Polo, first white man to probe the mysteries behind China's Great Wall. Fight with Marco Polo against the barbarianism of Mongolian viciousness and the torments of brutal torture chambers. Love with Marco Polo, the kind of love most men know only in their dreams. Thrill to the pageantry, splendor and excitement of Marco Polo. 2 years in the making, combining the talents of 3 continents. Starring Rory Calhoun, Yoko Tani, and a cast of 50,000. In CinemaScope and color, Marco Polo. All new from American International.
Starts Friday at an Echo Chamber near you.
And now, part two of...
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
With these chords ringing in his ears, Major Barbara walked back to his tent.
I wonder how that American fellow got on.
Yeah, what a coincidence you should say that. At this very moment, I've just been parachuted into the jungle just 80 miles away.
Oh, good. Well, don't worry, I won't tell a soul.
Lieutenant Cody, stop talking to that man 80 miles away.
Oh, it's okay, sir. He's one of ours. And I mean that most sincerely.
Good. Now then, according to British intelligence, April the 1st is still 3 days away.
I just don't know how you fellows got the information.
We captured a Japanese calendar. Alive. Under pressure, it spoke. If you look at this map of this calendar, you'll see that we're here on May the 28th. Means we're 3 days' march from April the 1st. Now, transport. Ubaidang?
Greetings, Tuan.
This is Ubaidang, village headsman. He has arranged for 10 Burmese girls to help us carry supplies. We will carry the heavier stuff like the piano.
What in hell do you want with a piano in the jungle?
Lieutenant Cody, when you've been in the army as long as I have, you realize the value of the piano in jungle warfare. It can be pretty deadly.
Tuan, the women are all ready to go.
Good. Lieutenant Burke Pounding, over here.
Yes, sir?
Now you take the front and I'll take the back. Won't be long before we spill a little Jap blood, eh?
Major, you've got ice in your veins.
I know, and it's damn cold in here. Forward!
As you order, come on and charge.
The raiding party set off, hacking their way through a wall of impenetrable jungle that ran each side of the arterial road.
For 2 days, we continued through dense jungle. Finally, on the third day, we reached a dense plain. We made camp for the night.
We camp here till dawn. Put tents for the women and a three-story mansion for me.
We're a little short of water, sir.
Lieutenant Burke Pounding?
Yes, sir?
How long can a human being go without water?
Well, sir, Mark Antony has been without water for 2,000 years, sir.
He's dead.
Sir, it finally killed him.
Here, swallow this little black capsule.
Ooh.
Ubai Dung?
Tuan.
Where are the Burmese girls?
They are bathing in the river, sir.
And where's the brigadier?
He is minding their clothes with a very large pair of binoculars.
This wine, it was my turn for that. I'll see. What in blazes is that?
Sir, a Japanese patrol was spotting the women, sir.
What? We must get there before the Daily Mirror photographer. Or if you're American, the Washington Catholic Bugle. Hurry.
Thank heaven you got here.
What about the Burmese girls?
You're too late. They've dressed.
Did the Japs see you with women?
Yes.
We've got to stop them before they get to the editor of Confidential. Follow me.
Yes, sir.
We followed the six-man Jap patrol and finally cornered them inside their own uniforms.
They're behind that tree. Give them a burst. Can't you fire that gun quieter? They'll hear us killing them.
I'm sorry, sir. The volume control is stuck.
Then we'll have to use knives. There's just one Jap left. Lieutenant Burke Pounding?
Oh, I've never used a knife before.
Don't lie. I saw you eating peas off them at lunch.
I'll try, sir.
But when it came to the test, Lieutenant Burke Pounding turned chicken.
I couldn't bring myself to kill with a knife. Thank heaven Major Hawkins was there.
Yes, I sliced through the Jap's braces and he died of indecent exposure.
Thank you, sir. You saved my life.
We all make mistakes. But remember, next time I might not be there.
Oh. Where will you be, sir?
I will be in the corner of some foreign suit that is forever England.
Come along, let's get back, lads. The women might still be bathing.
I'll hold your clothes, sir.
The bridge had been finally and irrevocably completed. To celebrate, the men had organized a concert. It was a strange sight. Above us, the great yellow Burmese moon. Around us, the jungle. Beneath us, the earth.
Attention, please. Men, as you know, the bridge is complete.
Ooh.
And here is the man who made it all possible. I give you Major Barbara.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Major. Now, tomorrow, the first train will be passing over our bridge. The bridge that you built. Built with your own hands and a certain amount of wood. I've always said, as you know, that the blagan of the British soldier have finagled the most thick-headed gneels. And when Stanley Baldwin was on the throne, it was a scrim of Neil. Thurk Grange and the Thurk and I. Therefore, you will all face Buckingham Palace and surge the national anthem.
Deutschland über alles, Deutschland über alles.
As they say,
We, the raiding party a mile away, heard the singing. English soldiers singing.
Hey, that's the German national anthem.
You're wrong. When will you Americans learn? It's the English anthem disguised as the German anthem. If the Japs heard ours, they'd capture it and play it behind bars. Now then, you buy dung?
Only for the garden, sir.
You buy. Have you got the gin on the Jap sentries?
Yes, sir. We have observed the sentries on the bridge. They cross every 10 minutes and uncross 10 minutes later.
The double-crossing swines. We haven't much time. Lieutenant Cody, you and Mr. Burke Pudding.
Pounding, sir.
Granted. Along with you by Dung, we'll place the explosives on the raft. Swim downstream and attach explosives to the supports. Any questions?
Yes, sir. Brigadier Stocking Rope, sir.
Yes.
A request, sir. If anything happens to me, I want you to give this to my wife, sir.
A checkbook.
She always wanted it.
Don't worry, lad. I will get it to her. Even if I have to cash every check myself.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Let's go.
So me and the white one entered the river with the raft. By folding our arms, we swam in silence. The current went downstream. To be sociable, we went along with it.
As Big Ben struck one, three times, we reached the bridge and set about the task. A task with a capital T and a pretty good lunch, too.
Hey, don't talk so loud. The Japs will hear us.
It's all right. They don't understand English.
Oh, in that case, we'd better whisper in Japanese.
Shh. The sentries are coming.
I wonder what was wrong with him.
He gave him one of them black capsules.
Field Marshal Echo, what are you doing in this river?
I'm not doing anything in it.
Thank heaven it's still fit to drink. Now you're here, Eccles. You can play a vital part in all this.
Yeah.
Now try and get your left leg up your back. Yep. And take this lead weight and place it behind your right ear. And even so...
Through the night, the saboteurs worked on the bridge. A stone's throw away on the opposite bank, Major Hawkins waited, his face heavy with concern.
Is this what English call uncompromising position?
Uncomfortable, I would say. After all, if we were caught now, what would people say? Me halfway up a mango tree, dressed as Mephistopheles, and you down there bottling fruit in a plastic kilt? It would never do.
Twan, let us dance.
What a strange sight we made. Me and her, tangoing through the steaming jungle. The silence only broken by the crackling of knees.
I only had eyes for him, and he only had eyes for me.
We fell over a cliff. Listen. I thought I heard a knock on the jungle door. There, come in, but keep your eyes above waist level.
Hey, Major, we've done it. And so are you, by the look of it.
Tell me all, Lieutenant.
The charges are fixed at the base of the bridge. Behind a rock on the far bank, Field Marshal Eccles is waiting to press the plunger.
Splendid. Stand by with a stack of purple hearts.
Oh, look, Tuan. The sun is rising.
I see. That's worth knowing. Hand me my binoculars. Hello. I can see Major Barbara and his adjutant walking onto the bridge.
Well, sir, in 10 minutes, the first train will be going over.
40 years a soldier, and this bridge is the first really important thing I've ever done. That's war, I suppose.
War! Ah, good morning, gentlemen. You are both up very early this morning.
Yes, General. There's an old English proverb. The early bird catches the worm.
What it mean?
It mean, General, that we had worms for breakfast.
Listen. Oh, joy. Listen. It our first Japanese puff coming for cross a bridge. Must go and change into honorable station master kit. Oh, boy. Regular thinking. Get our feeling on.
Strange people, these Japs. I must say.
Sir. Look. Eh? Look. Down there, just above water level. The cable.
Yes. I wonder who it's from.
More to the point is who it's for. Let's go down and have a look.
Okay.
From our side of the river, we watched him. He spotted the cable.
He's got eyes like a hawk.
Yeah, and legs like a kangaroo. I wonder what he's going to do.
Join a freak, Tracer.
If he follows that cable, he's going to discover Eccles.
Then the game would be up. We've got to stop him.
It would mean certain death.
We'll draw for it. Lieutenant Burke Pounding.
Sir?
Write your name on four slips of paper and put them in a hat.
Sir. There you are, sir. Top and three copies.
You. You draw first. Well, what's the name?
This is Charlotte Groynes, 39 Strand Buildings.
We can't send her. She might make a muck of it. No, I'll go. If I could succeed, it would shorten the war by 3 foot 6 inches.
Major, I admire your guts.
Are they showing?
Hey, I'll come with you.
Right. Lieutenant Burke Pounding, get on to the friend insurance and see if you can get a temporary cover note for us.
Sir?
Yes, I was right. There we are. It goes from behind that rock, 3 o'clock from that tree.
Yes. 3 o'clock rock. Sir, there's something behind it.
Hello, sir.
What are you doing here, Field Marshal? Why have you left your post?
It had woodworm in it. Hey, I better stand by the plunger now.
Plunger? What plunger?
Behind that rock. When the jet train goes over, boom!
Boom?
Yeah.
You mustn't press it. Field Marshal Eccles.
I got to.
Look, if you blow up that bridge, the train carrying ammunition and 1,000 Jap troops will explode. Somebody might get hurt.
Who shied you on?
A small vegetable shop in Leeds. Now listen, you can't press that plunger.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
And that's how it all ended. Major Barbara shot by Lieutenant Cody. Lieutenant Cody shot by the Japs. The Japs shot by Major Hawkins. And Major Hawkins killed by a falling train. A falling train shot by Major Barbara. And Major Barbara shot by Lieutenant Cody.
And to make matters worse, it was half day early closing.
The Bridge on the River Wye. By Spike Milligan, with Spike and Peter Sellers, Jonathan Miller, and Peter Cook, with Peter Raleigh and Patricia Ridgway. The orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. A couple of months after that came out in 1962. By the way, the Beatles decided they liked the way George Martin produced records, and some musical history started to be made.